So that's another thing, that where things like just work out. If I wouldn't have moved, so if I wouldn't have moved Africa, so if the job wouldn't have been on the same exact day that I thought was like horrible and like, damn it, this sucks. If that wouldn't have happened, I would have been in Africa during the, like, my capstone project time. I couldn't have done that. There's no way. I would have had to push the class and push graduation.
All happens for a reason, baby.
I know.
Man, that's crazy.
I know. So it works out better now. I just need to like get my ass in gear.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sip Podcast, the podcast about living life spiritually. We are going to be talking about Focused February and meditation today. So Jackie, do you want to give them a little insight into what Focused February is?
Yeah, so we decided that for the 28 days of February, we're going to be meditating for 10 minutes every single day. And yeah, we'll see how that goes. And so this episode is just kind of to do our like pre-focused February. We're about 2 days-ish in right now.
Yeah, it's the second right now as we record this. So
yeah, so we just wanted to do one of like kind of like our expectations or goals or just like a brief little intro to our Focus February.
Yeah. So we mentioned this in the episode that came out on the 3rd. And invited you guys to come along with us. Now, as this episode's airing, it's probably a little too late, probably halfway through the month. So I don't know if anybody's going to be joining us, but we wanted to kind of give just a little discussion at the beginning of the month while we're starting, and then we'll have a little follow-up maybe in March about how it went. So maybe next February, for Focused February, we'll have some more inclusion when we have, you know, some more followers maybe who want to do it with us. So part of the reason why we were thinking of doing this, February is just kind of the month that it happened to land on. And we thought that that was a good idea that there was only 28 days. It's a little less intimidating for some reason than a full 31 day month. But Jackie and I both, I think, want to get more into meditation. I know that it's something that's been on my mind for years as something that I want to establish as a regular practice. And I'll do it for a few days and then always fall out of habit with it, have a hard time just putting the time aside every day to do it. When I do it in the morning, I always fall asleep because I'm still tired and then I forget to do it in the evening. So this is just going to make us accountable. We're both doing it. We have to do it. Yeah. What are your main reasons, Jackie, for doing this?
Well, I feel like I've like experimented with meditation for a while, and there was one point in my life where I was doing it every day for 20 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. And I wish I journaled about that experience a little bit more. But I do feel like I specifically remember this one moment driving and being like, just like, it was just weird. Like, I felt like I had nothing to think about.
You had silenced your mind.
Yeah. And I don't know if I like specifically like made the correlation, at that moment in time, but
I mean,
yeah.
It sounds like you did if it stuck out in your memory like that.
Yeah, it does. Like, I like remember where I was on the freeway and
wow.
But, yeah. And then life kind of got crazy and it was
as it does.
In the beginning, like the first semester of nursing school, I was on like a really good routine of like meditating for like 10 minutes. And then just like as nursing school got the ball got rolling and I just stopped. And so I just really want to kind of like get back into it. And I think it'll be like a different, unique experience, like because I've done so much other spiritual growth along the way. So I wonder if like it's affected my meditation practice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, it definitely, they go hand in hand, spirituality and meditation, I think, in my own personal spiritual practice. Cause I think that my spiritual practice is more of an internal, experience more than an external experience, where some, you know, religions and things like that look more to an external source. But I've done a lot of self-reflecting and a lot of work on myself, and meditation is something that I've always been like, ugh, that's what I need the most, and it's the hardest for me to get on board with, which is so funny that like the hardest thing for us to do is be quiet with ourselves. It seems like it should be so easy. Like people think of meditation, they're like, oh, it's not even a activity. You're just sitting there. But for me, it's always been very daunting. Something that kind of feels like it's like my spiritual checklist that I should do it because I know that it will be good for me, but I have a really hard time actually getting there.
Yeah. And well, I think like the best way to approach it too is like not having that expectation of like needing to clear your mind completely right away, like, and learning to just like, as the thoughts come, you just kind of like watch them flow in and out.
Yeah. I think that, like that Headspace app that was really popular for a while, I think that that did a really big service to meditation. Cause I don't, I never paid for it. So I only got the 10 free lessons that you originally get from Headspace. If you've never tried it, I think you still get 10 free lessons. I did that, probably 3 or 4 years ago when it first came out, but it really teaches you, like the idea that your thoughts are just clouds and they can come into your awareness and then they can just drift by and keep going and you don't have to focus on them so hard. Cause some people, you know, your thought comes into your mind and you obsess about it, kind of can't let it go. So that really helped me realize that one, meditation doesn't mean you're not allowed to think. And two, thoughts don't have to be like this intrusive thing.
And you also like don't have to identify with every thought. Like you are not your thoughts and you are not every thought. There's times where stuff passes through my mind and I'm like, that was so fucked up.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not my thoughts. And you just go like, oh, well, that was weird. Let that go.
Yes. And that was a really big awakening moment for me was I think that it was Eckhart Tolle in A New Earth that I first kind of identified and understood the concept that when you're inside your mind, you're having these thoughts, but those thoughts have to be observed by something. And that observer is actually who you are. The thoughts aren't who you are. But I feel like until you think about it and until you're explained it in the right way, you never really understand that.
Yeah. Like, I think there was a book and it was like talking about how like that whole quote, like, I think therefore I am is not.
No, that's so fucked up. That's the exact opposite.
Yeah. Because we can't prove that like animals have thoughts, but like they are beings or like it's something. Yeah.
Right. And that the whole thing should really just be, I am, period. That's it.
Like, yeah.
I am. And then I also happen to have thoughts or my mind has thoughts. Like if you even identify with the mind, but having a mind doesn't necessarily mean that that's who you are either. You are the consciousness that notices the mind more than you are the mind itself. And so all those reasons, all those things are why I want to meditate. I want to be more in touch with the I am-ness of myself and the observer self more so than the thought consciousness, I guess.
And like when you're traveling throughout your day and you have all these thoughts like going through your head and bouncing off and like you're bringing so much to a specific situation that is really so simple and subtle and could be like a beautiful moment, but like your mind is making you perceive all this like stuff that isn't there because you're bringing in like past hurt and other things and fear and like all this
ego stuff.
Yeah. So then your perception of this moment, it could be tarnished or lived a different way than it could have had you approached it with just a clear mind.
Right. And you're not living in the current moment in the here and now. You're distracted thinking about what's going to happen or what did happen or what should have happened or all these different things. And it makes everything so much more complicated and it takes away so much gratitude that you can have when you're really just present in the moment.
Right. And like, there's all this reference to like awakening and like really just like waking up and like knowing your surroundings and like feeling and being into your surroundings.
Yeah. Because really that's, you know, all we can ever do as beings here is just experience exactly what we're experiencing right now. And the rest of it's all kind of useless to us because we can't change anything than what we're doing exactly at this perfect moment. So that's I guess the entire reason we kind of like summed that up very quickly.
Yeah.
But that's the whole reason why I wanted to do Focused February. And you know, the Focused February, why we're calling it that. I think, you know, alliteration is king.
Part of it.
Yeah. but I feel like focus is also just focus on like your present moment, focus on what's happening right now, focus on just one thing instead of distraction. I feel like focus and distraction are kind of opposites. And so trying to be focused in yourself, that's why we wanted to name it that, I guess. So this is kind of a pretty short episode for us. In full disclosure, this is the fifth episode of our day that we're recording because Jackie is out and about for the next month. So this one's a little bit shorter. Please tune in next week, though. We're going to get back to some more, some long episodes. Again, we just wanted to fill you guys in about what's going on with us. I think that this might be a more regular thing, kind of trying to do challenges, I guess, spiritual challenges or just things that move us forward. Because, you know, if we're going to be talking about it, we might as well also be the guinea pigs for things that, not that, you know, we're the first people to ever meditate, but, you know, sometimes I think that it seems like everybody's doing it when really not everybody is. And it can be nice to hear about people's journeys along the way. So let's see. As always, feel free to go follow us on Instagram at Sip Podcast. Please like, subscribe, rate us wherever you're listening to us. I think right now we're on iTunes and SoundCloud primarily. Let any family and friends know about our podcast so we can keep our community growing. And Jackie has a quote for us.
Yeah, so this is going to be a longer quote. It's actually a poem, but I figure since this is like a shorter episode, and I think it just fits perfectly well with what we were talking about like clearing your mind and perception. So it's a poem by Valerie Cox, and it's called The Cookie Thief. So a woman was waiting at an airport one night, with several long hours before her flight. She hunted for a book in the airport shops, bought a bag of cookies, and found a place to drop. She was engrossed in her book, but happened to see that the man sitting beside her, as bold as could be, grabbed a cookie or two from the bag in between, which she tried to ignore to avoid a scene. So she munched the cookies and watched the clock as the gutsy cookie thief diminished her stock. She was getting more irritated as the minutes ticked by, thinking, if I wasn't so nice, I'd blacken his eye. With each cookie she took, he took one too. When only one was left, she wondered what he would do. With a smile on his face and a nervous laugh, he took the last cookie and broke it in half. He offered her half as he ate the other. She snatched it from him and thought, oh, brother. This guy has some nerve, and he's also rude. Why didn't he even show any gratitude? She had never known when she had been so galled, and sighed with relief when her flight was called. She gathered her belongings and headed to the gate, refusing to look back at the thieving ingrate. She boarded the plane and sank in her seat, and then she sought her book, which was almost complete. As she reached in her bag, she gasped with surprise. There was her bag of cookies in front of her eyes. If mine were here, she moaned in despair, the others were his, and he tried to share. Too late to apologize, she realized with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief.
I love that so much. That's amazing. I've heard like variants of that story before. I think that's so great.
Yeah.
All about perception.
Yep. She would have just meditated before her flight.
I know. Jeez Louise. Good on, girl. All right, everyone. Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Are you ready? We can do this. We can power through. It's only 8 o'clock. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to do like a chant to manifest poop.
Okay. Oh, wait,
yeah.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Is that your poop chant?
Maybe. I bet. Oh, I totally have one.
A poop chant.
Yeah.
Oh, hamantaye namahan. And you do that 108 times. Are we allowed to put in your poop mantra?
Yeah, that's fine. So this is a little side. Side thing, this app is called Vedic Healing.
Vedic Healing.
Vedic Healing.
Yeah. Okay, if you guys have any ailments, first go see a doctor because we're not medical providers. Jackie is kind of. I don't know how that works. Nurse Jackie is recommending everybody to mantra out their illnesses.
Yeah.
Ooh, hysteria. You can fix your hysteria. Dope. I've been wondering how to fix that for years. Oh, and nocturnal emissions, in case you're concerned about your nighttime ejaculations.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So, like, there's healthy vaginal discharge, and then there's unhealthy vaginal discharge. And so it's probably just for that.
But specific. Aren't nocturnal emissions, like, not unhealthy? Aren't they fine?
I've never heard of those, so I can't.
You've never heard of a nocturnal emission?
I mean, I've heard
of... like a wet dream.
Oh.
That's what that is.
Okay, I've never heard it called that. I've never heard of it called nocturnal emission.
Yeah, that's
just like a very like scientific, nice way.
Yeah, it's just a dude's wet dream, literally.
How lovely.